Can you agree by saying amen?
Amen.
All right, we'll start reading from verse 34 of Matthew 22. Verse 34 of Matthew 22. But when the Pharisees had heard he'd put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. And then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And this is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. All right, let's go from there to John chapter 14 and verse 21. He that has my commandments, this is Jesus talking now, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. All right? This particular scripture is again speaking on this kind of love, the love of God. The love of God is agape, which means unconditional love, and that's the way God loves you. You'd be surprised how many people are unable to receive God's love. And the Bible says God so loved the who?
World.
He loved the world that he did what?
Gave.
He gave who? The only begotten Son. Now, I want you to see what he gave. God didn't give something cheap. He gave his best. He gave his best. Now, I want you to see this. Because when he gives to you, he gives like a king gives.
Yes. Yes.
He gives like a king gives. You know, I was just even looking in the scriptures, I'm just kind of led to do this, that even when Jesus was born, the Bible says over in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11 that this gift was sent to him. The Magi brought it. They brought it from the east, from the government, another king. And the Bible says, and when they would come to the house, these are the wise men now. It wasn't three. So get rid of that image on that Christmas card. Okay. It was a train of Magi, and they had bunches of gold and frankincense and myrrh. It says, and they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. We had a guy that come here to speak years ago. He was from Australia. His name is Peter Daniels. And he came, and he's a very wealthy man. And he came and spoke, and we're speaking at a business meeting. And he said a study was done as to how much gold there was brought to the house, or, yes, to the house of Jesus when he was under two years old. And because they came to the house, they didn't come to the manger. Only the shepherds came to the manger. These wise men came to the house. And so when they got there, they came and they had a train of Magi. If you look there at that Mark, Matthew chapter 2, you'll see that Herod was upset. And he was upset because all these 18-wheelers were pulling up at this person's house with all this stuff in it. And among it was gold. And he said they did a study to see how much gold pulled up at the house of Jesus. It said roughly $400 million worth. This is as a king gives. See, a king really gives. I'm not done with that. Over in 1 Kings chapter 10, look at that. This is just a little rabbit trail I'm going off on here. 1 Kings chapter 10, this is when the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon. Now, I'm talking about how royalty gives. Yeah, I'm talking about, can you receive a gift from God? Because if you can't receive it, then the Bible talks about in Luke chapter 16, and this guy desired crumbs be given him. And how many of you know God gives you the desire of your heart? He never intended for you to have crumbs. You are a king's kid. Now, if you look at this, and look at 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. I'll start just reading there. Look what he says. He says, and when the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much. Y'all can't even say it. Very much. And precious stones, such as diamonds and all of that. What she came with. The man was already rich. But this is the way a king gives to a king. Folks, let me say something. And I don't have time to go through this. But when there was a famine, well, let's go to it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 42, verse 1. 42 and verse 1. This is Joseph now. He's down in Egypt and he's taken over because he has the wisdom. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said to his son, why do you look one upon another? And he said, behold, I've heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence that we may live and not die. Glory to God. Hold on. Let me turn back to that. We may live and not die. All right. So they're going on down there. Let's keep going. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. All right, now go down to verse 25, because they go down there, and they're in the back of the bread line now because they lost their faith. Verse 25, then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks. Now, what did they come down with? Sacks. Sacks represent lack. You go to the grocery store today, you come out of there with about 25 sacks, especially if you got plastic. One sack, cereal box takes up one sack. Am I right? Sacks represent lack. Now, what happened with that? In Genesis chapter 43, verse 1, now I'm slowing down here because I see what it takes. It takes a revelation here. And the famine was sore in the land. So he filled their sacks, put the money back in it, and sent them back. Now, why would he put the money back in it that they brought? All right. One reason why is because in the kingdom, you don't achieve, you only receive. Amen. See, you don't have to work for anything in the kingdom of God. In fact, it's off limits to work. Your labor is now in the Word of God. Now, this is difficult for some people because they can't receive. See, the Bible talks about believe the love. If you believe the love, you receive the love. But I want you to see this. Look at the next verse here. And it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said to them, go again and buy us what? Say it again. Say little loud. little food. And it came to pass, oh, keep going, next verse. And Judah spake unto him, saying, the man did solemnly protest us unto us, saying, you shall not see my face except your brother be with you. Who's the brother they're talking about? Benjamin, the younger brother that they didn't take. Why didn't the father send him? Because he thought he'd lost Joseph, and now he didn't want to lose another boy. So he kept him back. But why is Joseph asking for Benjamin? All right, now I want you to see this, because Benjamin represents Jacob's best. Why? Because God wants to give him his best. But the law in the kingdom says that the measure that you meet, it'll be sown back to you. So God can't give you his best if you don't give him your best. And that's why people today are working and going from place to place trying to make some money, instead of knowing that you can't work for this in the kingdom. It's already been worked for. Jesus paid all the price for whatever you will get. And your business of going from place to place trying to make some money is violating Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he added no toil with it. You don't need, your days of slaving, working, trying to make a living are over. Yes, you do work, but you do not work to make a living. You work to serve people. You work for the potential to come out of you. You work for all these things, but you do not work for money. And I'm telling you, as long as you're doing it, you're going to get sacks. Then you're going to go to the grocery store today. Then you're going to go the day after tomorrow. Then you're going to go back day after that. And then so forth, because you got sacked. But if you can move the grocery store over to your house. Because when he decided to send Benjamin, notice what happened from there. Joseph said, that's it. Pharaoh said, listen, don't let them stay up there in that country. You bring them down here, and I'm going to give them the best land that there is in Egypt. Watch this. And they shall eat forever and eat down here all they want. I'm telling you, there is an enormous supply laid up for every person in the sound of my voice. Now, wait a minute. Then people go out of here and say, you going down there to Bill Winston Church. They're just talking about money down there. Talking about money. Listen, hear what the scripture said. The scripture says, 2 Corinthians 8:9, that he who was rich became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. When it says 2 Peter 2:24, that who with own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin, live in the righteousness by his stripes, we are healed. Listen, home girl, this is not Bill Winston making this up. This comes out of this book right here. This comes out of this book. I am the messenger. You got to understand, wait a minute. My job is to give you the message from the king. It is a telegram that is addressed to you at your house. And this telegram says that you are healed. I didn't say that. Don't get on me. Call the king. Says he wants you rich. Don't get on me. He said, let the weak say what? I'm strong. Don't get on me. I'm just giving you the book. God wants you with the best of everything. Now we got to stop this foolishness of running out here listening to somebody who's talking against your preacher, talking about he just did, he just that, with their broke self. And listen, and the preacher, don't tell them the preacher. just showed it to us in the Bible. It wasn't him. He just delivered it. Like you ought to be delivering to your congregation. No wonder there's a famine in the house. Cooking bingo games, chicken dinners, all that. There ain't enough chickens in Illinois to do what we got to do. You got to stop coming in here criticizing. You got to realize that I've been sent to deliver a message to you. And the message that I'm sending to you is saying that your days of failing are over. Now let me tell you about the Word of God. The Bible says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 4, it said that man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by what else? Every word that what? Proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is how you're going to live. Now, the Word of God is spiritual. See, it's spiritual. And when the Word of God comes to you, it comes through your spirit. It doesn't come through your flesh. It comes through your spirit. The flesh profited nothing. For God to be authorized to do it for you, he got to do it through your spirit. Now, when that happens, then I haven't even hit all my scriptures, but that's all right. Look at Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. All right, look what he says. That was good too. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, but nothing was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Now, she had gone to the doctor. Could she get better? No. So that was out. That was out. Now, I want you to see this, because when you're dealing with God in the kingdom, you can't do a little of God and a little of that. When you're coming and believing by faith, faith demands that God be your only source. And what we wrote is we saw over in Psalm chapter 62 and verse 5, it that our expectation is only upon God. We wait only upon God, for our expectation is from him. Amen. So any other thing that you might put in there is going to leave you stranded. Yes. We got to love God. Yes. And the Bible says, glory to God, I didn't hit some of my scriptures, so I'm just kind of jumping ahead here. The Bible says over in First John chapter 2 and verse, I'm trying to rush here, chapter 2, verse 15, I think it is, they said, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, love of the Father is not in it. Now, he said, this is the confidence. No, he said over in John chapter 14 and verse 21, that he that loved me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll manifest myself to him. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. You stay with me. So here, this woman, she coming out of the house. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 again. And let's go to verse 26. 20, going to 26. And when she heard of Jesus, and she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Now, I want you to see this. She was growing worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now watch this. This woman, according to this Bible, in the Old Testament, was supposed to be stoned. You cannot come out of your house with an issue of blood. Not in public. Yes. And she was all up in public. Why could she do it? How could she get that done? She was dealing with a higher law. Yes. Romans chapter 3 and verse 27, I think it is. And he said this. He said, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. By the law of what? Faith. Now she's about to get something that the Old Testament says she should have been stoned. Because here's Jesus. He's walking with a rabbi. Because the rabbi is going to Jairus. He's going to his house. And this woman stopped him. And my point to you is she shouldn't have been out of there. But there was a higher law working for her, a law of faith. So when faith is applied, these other laws are suspended. Are you following what I'm saying? See, when faith is applied, they were trying to get black Bibles in Russia. And the law in Russia says no Bibles can come in. Well, why would God's people sneak Bibles in and break the law? Because they were doing it by faith. Say it louder.
Faith.
By faith. And once you're doing it by faith, God will manifest. See, they had made a law that we couldn't build a church in here. But BW. God prayed, said, Lord, what to do? He said, take Romans chapter 13 and read it to the mayor. Now, what is faith? Faith is acting on God's word. He that loves me, he that has my commandments and doeth them or keeps them is he the one that loves me. I love Jesus. Are you doing what he said? Because if you're doing what he said, he's going to manifest. Now, what is he setting you up for? He's setting you up for the laws that are coming. Because laws that are coming, if Satan has his way, are going to be ungodly. They're going to be ungodly. They're going to be laws that tell you it's okay for a woman to marry a woman. And you're in the kingdom and you're free to disobey that law. The law in the time of Daniel said in Daniel chapter 6, you cannot pray to any God except the king for the next 30 days. What did Daniel do? He went up into his room, watch this, opened the shutters, and began to handarabahayaba. Now what happened to him? They arrested him. But he that hath my commandment and keeps them. See, he's talking about in the midst of an ungodly system, I'm going to serve God. And he said, if you do it, I'm going to manifest. And what happened? They threw Daniel in the lion's den. Did the lions bite him? Could the lions bite him? No. Couldn't touch it. And they came by June. Now, y'all got to hear what I'm saying here. See, this hadn't been preached. It's been preached, I'm suffering for the Lord. No, you're being a fool for the devil, and he's going to get them lions and eat you up if you don't get on this and understand that you need faith. Is that the right bunch I'm talking to? See, I'm going to make you strong, and what's going to make you strong is knowledge. Go over with me to Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 5. I think that's the scripture. A wise man is strong, and yet a man of what? Knowledge, what will he do? Increase strength. See, if you feel like you're a little weak in that area, then you need some more knowledge. Look at verse 10. Same chapter. If you faint in the day of adversity, that's because you're what? Strength. Your strength is small. You don't have knowledge. And folks, it hadn't been preached. Carnal sermons equal carnal people. You're not made to live naturally. You're made to live supernaturally. You're made to do something, be something, and have something nobody can do without God. Look what it says over in Isaiah chapter 5, whatever that verse is. It's down there. Put it up there. Praise God. Chapter 5. Look what he says in this. He says, therefore, my people are gone where? Into captivity because they have what? No knowledge. No knowledge. I'm telling you now. Now, I'm only saying this because you and I as a church are not going to leave this place called earth out here begging folks. Come on. Out here owing all this money. Come on. Out here shame, hiding, and having to be politically correct. Those days are over. We gonna call it what it is. When we go out of here, we gonna be the head, not the tail. We gonna be above only and not beneath. So I'm here to tell you right now that this script, these things that I'm preaching, are being preached for you because God is going to raise you up to the top. Amen. When the righteous are in authority, come on, the people can rejoice. The church has got things it's got to fulfill before we leave this place. And it hadn't been done because it hadn't been preached. But you got to get somebody who knows who they are. Say amen to that. Man, folks, we clickable shandala bahaya. So I started by telling you when God gives to you, he gives like a king. Now, what's the problem? The receiver. The receiver, he never asked you to do anything. He didn't ask you to get rid of your evil self. He just told you to get saved. Am I right about it? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift to God. It's not of works, lest any of you should boast. Once you start in grace, you got to stay in grace. Your promotion going to come by grace. Boy, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Because some of y'all think you're not smart enough. How, honey? You can go to sleep tonight. God can drop a load of smart on you. And you'll get up speaking Greek. Now don't tell me he can't do it. But with God. Now believe me, there are people that don't want me to preach this. They don't want me to preach it because they are in a compromise looking for somewhere else to compromise. But I'm going to preach it. And I'm going to let you know there's no condemnation to anybody in here. You might have been married 5 times. Well, just make this one work. You have messed up, fess up, and get moving. I'm telling you, God is going to use you. Don't think you've been counted out. If you're in the sound of my voice, you are counted in. Bill Winston is done being politically correct. I'm done trying to satisfy folk who don't want to go nowhere anyway. They're trying to pull my faith down to their level so that I can meet them at the place of their unbelief. No, you're going to come up to my level and you're going to be as strong as me or stronger. Now, it may make you feel a little uncomfortable at first, but it's only going to make you feel uncomfortable because you're not used to straight talk. You used to political stuff. This is not a political church. This is a word church. Folks, I'm telling you right now, just get ready because God's about to take you somewhere that you have never gone before. Watch this. Don't be trying to understand it with your head. Just let your heart take you there. Because God can do stuff in your heart that your head don't even know about for 2 years. Now, when that word starts working in you, don't fall back, because the word brings you into a place where it could be that you could be ridiculed. When I say that, I mean you could be looked at and people laugh at you. But let them laugh. Let them laugh, because God says, I'm going to manifest myself to you. Folks, when Abraham, look what he said. Put it up there, please. That's Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm going to preach it. See, because I'm living it. Now remember, the word first comes in to your spirit. So you need the capacity here to handle this. So I need to receive it first in my spirit. Now once it comes to your spirit and begins to germinate, it moves out to your soul. So then it moves through your soul into your body. So your body is the last thing that's going to feel what you got inside. Say amen. You might be still walking around and you're broke as I don't know what, but you're saying all my needs are met according to his riches. Listen, it's working. It's working. As long as you can see it, it's working. It's only the devil will try to get you to cough that seed up. No, no, you got a baby in there, and that baby gonna eventually come out. Now look what it says in Romans chapter, just watch this now. Romans chapter 4, as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and caused things that be not as though they were. Watch this. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Being not weak in faith, say not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Now he was dead. God didn't let him, he didn't say and give him the word about he's going, Lord have mercy. God waited till he couldn't have sex to have sex. Can't you see what I'm saying? He waited till he couldn't have none and then told him you're going to have some. Do. He had to receive it by faith. Now it went on the inside first, and this is what put that verse up there again. And this is what Bishop David Oyedepo said. He said, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. David Oyedepo said, God told him, look up. He looked up. He said, now look down. He said, look down. He said, now look both ways at the same time. He said, I can't do it. He said, you can't look at the word and your condition at the same time. You're going to have to look at one or the other. Now say amen to that. You might be in your finances, it may be miserable, but you can go around and say, all my needs are met according to his riches. Say amen. And stop thinking small. God said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. He said, whatsoever. That means it's a blank check. Stop. Get your receiver bigger. God's about to give you some big stuff. He's about to give you a house you can't afford. He's about to, come on. I'm not talking about in debt. I'm saying cash. Somebody over here about to get rich. This is about to manifest over here. Now, I know some of y'all, you're looking at me, oh, he's just getting these people all excited. Well, listen, honey, listen what you do. What you do is go back to that church you was at and keep eating that food. No, I don't want you to go back there. That's what happened to you. All right, now, so the last thing I want to say is have a nice day. You see, faith is your law. If you're in faith, you can come out in the street just like you are, even though the Old Testament or the laws of the land say you can't come out. But if you're in faith, God's going to manifest. He's going to show you that there is a higher law. And it's the law of faith. Give God praise. That's all I got. Now, I didn't mean to preach that hard. But somebody was aggravating me in the spirit. Remember, first, the word hits your spirit. Put it up there on the board, please. Mark chapter 4, verse 14, just put it up there real quick. Let me just show you this. He said, the sower soweth the word, okay? Now look at verse 26, and look at verse 26. Watch this now, watch this. He said in verse 26, he said, I'm trying to contain myself, I tried to hold. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Watch this. And should sleep and rise night and day, the seed should spring and grow up. He doesn't know how. Watch this. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of what? Why didn't it say himself? Because the earth is only a receiver. You are only a receiver. You just receive that word and God will manifest it through you. Give God praise. All right, if you need to be born again, I want to pray for you. Whoever needs to be born again wants you to get up out of your chair right now. Get up out of your chair. Remember this, Jesus died for your sins. Now, wait a minute. The first thing you got to admit, if you want to be born again,